You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this week's episode of Energy Intuition Transformation on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV, where we explore the unseen, the unspoken, and the deeply intuitive energies that shape our everyday lives. I'm Sue Williams, and today we're opening a sacred doorway to connect with our ancestors. This episode is called Whispers from the Past, when ancestors send signs. Have you ever had a feather float into your path when you were deep in thought about someone? Or a photo fall from a shelf for no apparent reason? Maybe you've caught the scent of someone long ago, the scent of perhaps pipe smoke, their perfume, or even the familiar smell of a childhood dish, one of your favourite meals. Well, these moments might seem small, but they're often soul-sized messages. So today we're diving into ancestral guidance, the ways your loved ones and spirit lineages speak to you from beyond the veil. We're not just talking about genetics or family trees here. We're talking about the energetic echoes that linger in our bloodlines, the old stories, the healing, the burdens, and the gifts, and how our ancestors, whether we knew them or not, are still invested in our soul's journey. So many of us are feeling called to remember, to listen, to heal what they could not, or to carry forward the light that they once held. And one of the most beautiful parts of that journey is learning to recognize the signs they send us. So let's start with a meditation called Ancestral Connection and Listening. And it's a gentle meditation to tune into your ancestral presence. As always, please do not listen to this meditation while driving or operating any type of machinery. If you need your full concentration at this time, please listen with your eyes open and return to experience this meditation fully with the replay. So, if you are safe, seated and comfortable, begin by closing your eyes if it is safe to do so, and take a moment to get comfortable. And let's begin with that deep, slow breath in. And even slower breathing out. Feel your feet on the floor, your body supported by the earth. And now, imagine roots growing down from the soles of your feet, through the floor, into the soil, deep into the layers of time that are held by Mother Earth. These roots carry memory. These roots know your story and the stories that came before you. Now gently bring your awareness to the space behind you. Feel a warm presence forming at your back. These are your ancestors, known and unknown, standing behind you in silent strength, not judging, not demanding, just being. Some may have been wounded. Some may have made mistakes. Well, we're all human. But all of them have lived, learned, and loved in their own way. And now they want to support you in your heart, silently say, "Thank you for walking with me. I honor the path that you traveled. I now choose the healing, the wisdom, and the light." So breathe in that strength. Oh, feel the support at your back and know that you are never truly alone. And now begin to gently bring yourself back. Wiggle your fingers and toes, move your shoulders, and if your eyes are closed, open them when you are ready. Now, the main part of today's show is how ancestors send signs. And now that we're more connected, let's explore the ways that ancestral signs show up. Firstly, as I mentioned before, that scent memory. You may smell tobacco, perfume, or even a familiar food with no logical source. It just comes out of the blue. And this is often how ancestors signal that they are near, especially those who were sensory or scent-oriented in life. Maybe there are things falling from shelves, things like photos or books that have managed to be out of order. And these can be a direct invitation. Your attention is being gently pulled towards someone or something that they represent. What about feathers and other signs in nature? Well, feathers, birds that linger, perhaps coins that you find on the path. These are classic messengers, and each has their own frequency. The more it makes your heart pause, the more personal it's likely to be. And what about some phrases, songs, or dreams that pop into our minds? You may hear a phrase that your grandmother always said, or dream of a family member offering advice. Even shared dreams between people in your family can be ancestral. They're reaching out to more of you in your family. And the key is this: you will feel it. When it's a true ancestral sign, it lands in the body, in your tummy, your heart, your bones. You may feel tearful for no reason. You may feel a calm that you can't explain. And this is resonance. This is soul memory. So let's look at an oracle card, the one I've chosen for this week, that is to support our journey. And this week's card is from one of my favourite oracles that I haven't used for a while, and it's the Sacred Medicine Oracle by Asher Frost, who is a Native American. Beautifully illustrated cards as well. And the card that I've chosen this week is very opportune. It is ancestral love, tending. And the message is tend to the bonds that link you to those who came before. Their love still lives in your blood, in your breath, and in the ways you carry their wisdom forward. And this is a beautiful confirmation that our ancestors are not gone. Their presence lives. It lives on in our energy, in the way we speak, in the fears that we carry, but also in the dreams that we pursue. Some of their pain may still echo in your life, but their love is also your foundation. And this beautiful blue card that reminds us to tend to those connections, not just with reverence, but with curiosity and compassion. What still wants to be healed? What is coming through to us? What ancestral blessing are you ready to receive? So place your hand on your heart and softly affirm, "I am the living prayer of my ancestors. I honor their journey and step into my own healing with love." Now let's talk about energetic entanglement and family lines. Sometimes the weight you are carrying isn't even yours, and we've spoken about that in previous shows. You might feel heavy and not know why. You may feel called to certain causes or stories, or even you call in illnesses, something that you wouldn't normally even think about. But these things can echo back generations. They're also called energetic entanglements, and they're incredibly common in family lines, especially for people who are empaths, intuitives, and carers of any kind, including those of you who work with animals. And animals, by the way, often absorb ancestral energy for their humans. They act as little frequency holders, sometimes helping us move energy that isn't ours to hold anymore. They help us release it. So here is a simple ritual, a simple way to connect with ancestral energy when you're seeking guidance, the ancestral candle ritual. Light a small white candle with intention. Place beside it something that represents your heritage, a photo, an heirloom, or something from nature, and say aloud, "Ancestors known and unknown, I honour your path. I ask for guidance as I move forward in love and truth. Please show me a sign that you are near." Then pay attention. Over the next 1 to 3 days, note what you see, hear, feel, or dream. Write it down. The more you notice, the more signs will come through. And if this topic speaks to your soul, this is exactly the kind of powerful and sacred territory that we explore in Spirit Talk Journeys. Through gentle, intuitive conversation, we can reveal emotional or energetic patterns that are passed down through your line. We find soul agreements carried over from ancestor to descendant. The spiritual messages behind chronic family stories, even those of illness or trauma. So you could book your free Spirit Talk intro session for you or your animal companion at spirittalk.au. So thank you for sharing this space with me today. Your willingness to listen to the whispers of the past is a powerful act of healing, not just for you, but all of those who came before. So as always, I wish you a blessed week. And until next time, stay open, stay grounded, and stay listening. And bye for now.